For all the best adventures around Australia, head to adrenaline.com.au. Their mission, helping Aussies find and try fun to do. Yeah, sorry, we had to beep that one out there. We're talking V8 driving experiences, rally cars, F1 style rides, skydiving, jet skis, you name it, we're trying it. There are over 2,500 experiences to choose from, and we're having a hard time picking what we're going to do next.
We're seriously pumped to be partnering with Adrenaline to show you all the epic stuff you could be doing with your weekends. So what are you waiting for? Go find your next adventure at adrenaline.com.au. Make sure you use the code PADDOCK10 for 10% off your next adventure.
I'm Elle.
And I'm Pat, and we are Paddock 43.
And this is your F1 fix.
All right, let's talk about tyres. And
Paddock 43 minis are back.
Yes, and we're going to talk about tyres.
Yes.
It's not boring.
No.
It's actually really interesting. It's
incredibly
like
interesting.
One of the biggest things in an F1 race, because it's also the only thing that's touching the road. So it's actually really interesting.
Well, unless there's an issue with the floor or something.
Well, yes. But in that case, the tyres are not doing their job.
The tyres are not doing their job.
In that case, the tyres are probably not even on the car, I would say. So
true.
Yeah. So this mini, we're going to discuss everything about the tyres, who the tyre sponsor is, what is going on, and all the different compounds.
Yes, all the different things that have to do with tyres, because it is a big part of the sport.
Yes, it is.
And sometimes tyres are the only thing that make a race interesting.
Oh, yeah. Massive thing. So if we take it really far back into the basics, so it's 2025 and Pirelli is the official tyre sponsor. They have been for a while, but that wasn't always the case. Back in the 2000s, early 2000s, there were big tyre wars. So it was Michelin versus Bridgestone. It was, you know, who got the better rubber pretty much. And then in 2005 US Grand Prix, Michelin tyres, they couldn't handle any, you know, of the banking that was happening in the IndyCar races, and 14 cars pulled out before the start and only 6 cars raced. So it provided a big pool of like, these tyres are not going to be okay for any other race, in particular Formula One.
Yeah.
Which then opened things up.
Yes. It was definitely one of the lowest points in modern F1. So since then F1 were like, nah, we're done. One supplier, level playing field. Mm. You're all getting the same thing. Which I think was the best thing to happen to the sport.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It was definitely a huge, huge thing that happened to the sport. So then Pirelli, they brought in 3 tyre compounds. They brought in 3 tyre compounds, not compounds, compounds to each race, soft, medium, hard. But the thing was, those are actually chosen from a pool of 5.
This year was a little bit interesting because they brought another tyre. So Pirelli bring 6 slick compounds for dry weather, labelled C1 through to C6. C1 is the hardest, C6 is the softest. But at each race, only 3 of those are chosen depending on the track.
They actually colour code them as well, which makes it so much easier for fans. So then you can actually see, you know, what compound is going past in the car. So you might say, okay, Lewis Hamilton, he's got the white, which means it's the hard tyre. So they last the longest. They're a bit slower off the bat because they take a little bit longer to warm up. But if you're starting with a hard tyre, it's probably assumed you will have a one stop strategy. Not let your chance to blow. And if you are yellow, that is the medium tyre. So that's more of like your all-rounder, good grip, good life. And then red is the soft tyre. So that's got the most grip, fastest lap times, but they wear out really quickly because they are soft.
Perfect for quali and short sprints.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like I mentioned before as well, so 2025 they brought in a 6th compound tyre, so C6, which is ultra soft. So it's designed for certain street circuits. They tested it. A lot of the drivers tested it out in Mexico and Abu Dhabi. And I don't know, I think it might pop up at a few other races this year as well, which would be interesting. And then, of course, we've got the wet tyres.
Yeah, which important to remember that we do have wet tyres. So we have the green, that is intermediate. It's for light rain, when the track is damp, but it is also drying out. But that can also be hard in races like
Silverstone.
Silverstone, where there's different weather systems going on. Oh. So one side of the track can be absolutely pouring and the other can be sunny. So then you just like
what we saw at Spa a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Spa also has its own ecosystems going around the track as well. Mm-hmm. And then you can have the blue, which is your full wets. So that's when there's big storms, deep grooves to clear, lots of water, but there's the track is a lot more slower and drying.
Yes. Yeah, so in short, soft is speed, hard is endurance. Mediums, your all-rounder, and then greens and blues, they keep you safe when it rains.
It's when you said that, just like that, it kind of sounded like you're talking about a condom.
Oh. Ad. Yes, keeps you safe when it rains.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, so the best way to think about it, softs are like a sprinting shoe. Amazing grip, but they wear out very fast. Hards are like hiking boots. They're super reliable. They last a long time, but you're not necessarily setting a world record in them. And then mediums are just that, you know, that all-rounder. But
yeah, so the hards are definitely going to be go for longer. That's when someone will put on – the drivers will put on hard tyres on their cars. Well, the pit crew will put – the team will put the hard tyres on.
Hopefully they do a good job putting them on as well.
Yeah, usually see that in a race if it's going to be a one-stop strategy. They do take longer to warm up.
Yes.
Hence the hiking boot reference. Yes. Because – you know, you need to warm up your hiking boots so you don't get blisters in them, blah, blah, blah. But the softs are definitely not going to last as long.
Yes. And then pit stops are a gamble. Actually, I did want to say something, a good way to think about this as well. Do you remember Daniel Ricciardo's last race last year?
Yes. Singapore. Yeah.
And they, which I was, I thought that was a bit of a strain. Basically what they did is they knew there was, I don't know how many laps left, 10 laps left or something. So then they put softs on his car so he could have the fastest lap time.
Oh, which, that's right. Yeah.
Which I thought literally like a participation award because they were like, well, at least he can get the fastest lap. Like he's going to not even get points, but let's put a pair of softs on him so he gets the fastest lap. That basically is a good explanation of how a soft in action.
Yeah.
You can actually get like the fastest lap time, even though you're not in the best car, you're not driving the best. But yeah, so that's a good one. But thinking about pit stops, it obviously can become a bit of a gamble. Do you undercut, pit earlier for fresh tires, try to leapfrog, or stay out longer and hope they get stuck in traffic? The undercut is like changing into fresh runners halfway through a marathon while your mate keeps running in one out ones. Good analogy.
Yeah. I like the runner analogy because obviously runners have a lot of science behind them. You know, you just have to read, what's it, Shoe Dog, the Nike book, which they actually made into a movie and all of that. It's so interesting to understand how, you know, rubber works, especially under the sole and all the friction that it has on different surfaces. So it's really interesting.
And think about a car going 300 kilometers an hour.
Exactly. In different conditions, especially if it's heat, especially if it's a, you know, even if it's new tarmac. 2 years ago, AusGP got new road surface and that changes things as well.
And the drivers were like, you can feel it.
Yeah, you can notice the difference. So then that leads us into degradation because it's basically how fast the tyres wear out. And this is where really strategy does blow up. You know, we look at Hungary 2024, Lando Norris undercut Oscar Piastri. A lot of people said McLaren favoured Lando, but Stella, their team principal, he pretty much explained it wasn't favouritism. It was pure tyre degradation numbers. So Lando had pace to make the undercut work and Oscar's tyres were already degrading a lot faster and so they weren't going to survive if he pitted earlier. So that's when degradation can really change the strategy. Oscar was winning.
And change the course of the race.
And it changed, yeah. Changed the course of history.
Changed the course of history. I don't know if you remember as well Silverstone 2020. So there was Hamilton, Bottas and Sainz.
Yeah.
They all got punctures on their final laps and Hamilton literally won the race on three wheels. That's like literally how dramatic and fragile those tyres can be.
I know. Well, they heat up really quickly as well. They get
very
fucking hot. And actually, that being said, we don't essentially have them, but in F1 they have tyre blankets and they put them on the tyres before the race to warm up the tyres as well, just to give that little bit of advantage. Now, with new regulations coming, we won't see tyre blankets.
We will not be seeing tyre blankets at all.
It is a very interesting one, the tyre blanket thing. You'll definitely see in colder climate races. Yeah, I think Canada and where else is it cold?
Many, many places. Yeah.
Silverstone, many places.
Yeah, it kind of depends.
It depends on the weather stream, yeah. Really.
Like Silverstone, very cold. Zandvoort, very cold. But yeah.
Yeah, so they're not just boring pieces of rubber. And, you know, F1 is trying to be sustainable, net zero 30, whatever it is, 2030 that they're trying to do. Mm. So a lot of the teams, they only have two sets of tyres per race, per driver. And the tyres can't be reused after that. They're pretty much gone. So Pirelli actually send them off to a factory and they get repurposed and reused. It's all like recyclable. And then that gets put back into materials to build roads.
Yeah.
So there's like lots of little like sustainable initiatives that they're all doing there.
Yeah. It actually is insane though, because every weekend, every race weekend, hundreds of tyres are used.
Oh, they're gone. And then they're gone after that.
Yeah.
Goodbye tyres.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
So that's the tyres. So we're going to jump on out of here and we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
If your business needs a new van, ute or an entire fleet, stop wasting your time with a bunch of red tape at car yards or banks.
Nero Financial specialises in helping Aussie businesses gear up with smart, tailored vehicle solutions.
From tradies needing a new workhorse to companies looking to upgrade or expand their fleet, Nero brokers are the finance pros who understand exactly what you need. They work with over 90 lenders, including banks and specialist commercial lenders, to find options that match your cash flow, business structure and tax planning, not things that match what they want.
They can even help you source the vehicle, negotiate the price, and handle every bit of paperwork. Get your business moving with the right finance. Call Nero on 1300-025-949 or head to nerofinancial.com.au/paddock43 to get started. I know if I ever see the light, I'll be up in the club.